You know, if you've ever been around very wealthy people, you find that they're people who are still very driven. It's never enough. And from the perspective of humanity at large, we're all very wealthy people. But we never seem to have enough.
I've had enough.
That's progress, my son.
So how would you recommend phrasing a prayer then so that you get what you need?
Well, first of all, you ask for what you need, and that means that you open yourself to the recognition that you don't really fucking know what you need. So, you can just open yourself and ask for what you need instead of specifying what it is that you're asking for. So, if you are, let's say you're facing some sort of difficult situation, some sort of challenge, or some hard decision to make, or something like that, you know, one way to do it is to ask for what you want. You know, let's say your boss is treating you like this and like that, and you might say, oh, dear God, please give this guy a heart attack. I mean, you laugh, but, you know, sometimes the petitions that we make are like that, maybe not so dramatic. Or we think we really need this, or we really need that. But if you're facing a decision or whatever it is, you can ask for, please give me what I need to deal with this in a good way. Or please give me the guidance that I need to see what I'm not seeing here. Now, that's a legitimate request. It is something that you need. But you're not putting yourself in the position of knowing better than God what it is that you need. Saying, you know, I can't find my way with this, or this is something I can't do just on my own limited mental resources. Please help me out here. I don't even know what help is, but please. So that's kind of an effective and legitimate prayer and request.
In the meantime, while you're trying to, or waiting for the that request for prayer to be answered, how do you go about your daily life of setting goals and trying to accomplish things in your life? But Stream and I were talking about it. It's kind of like you're trying to get across the stream, or a lake, in a boat, but the wind's blowing you the other direction. Mm-hmm. Or there is no wind at all, but yet you need to get over there. How do you go about doing something? I mean, a simple goal, I want to be able to provide for my family. Mm-hmm. I don't have the answer. What's, you know what I mean? It's kind of...
Well, so, yeah. I need to be able to provide for my family, legitimate mm-hmm. need. And you don't know how to do it. Yeah. So you can make a request like this. I don't know which way to go here. I don't know how to do it. Maybe I don't know what my capacities are, even though... whatever it is, so you put that out there, please help me, show me what I need to see, give me what I need to have to be able to do this. And then, well, two things. One is you persist in the prayer, not just like once, and if it doesn't show up in the morning, you say, fuck that.
Going back to work, see ya.
Yeah. No, but you stay with it, and you keep yourself open. Which means it's kind of like the expectation thing again. It's not like you turn in an expectation. It has to show up in this way, within this time. Otherwise, this is all a bunch of you-know-what. It's like, okay, this is a need, I've asked for it. I'm going to see how and when it shows up. Watch for the openings. Mm-hmm. Watch for the where the movement is moving you. Watch for the opportunities and the doors that open up. And very often, they're quite unexpected. Quite unexpected. But if you're just focused on what you expect, the door opens up and you miss it because you're not, you know, you're just focused on that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't show up, you and say, oh, geez, you know, I guess divine doesn't care, or maybe there isn't any such thing, or something like that. And in the meantime, you do the best you can, you know. Make what seems to you to be the best decisions that you can, and watch to see how it turns out. And same thing, the expectations are a real setup.
Yeah.
Like in that lake analogy, if you're focused on getting to the other side, you might miss the blonde telling you that you are on the other side.
If you missed the blonde, you really missed out.